Housing consultants say the main way Chapel Hill needs to grow is by filling in the missing middle through building middle-income housing like townhomes, condos, and duplexes. 97.9 The Hill recently hosted Forum on the Hill, and missing middle was a major topic of the housing panel. Holly Fricaro is the CEO of Home Builders Association of Durham, Orange, and Chatham counties. During the panel, she said with so many people moving to the Triangle area, it's hard to keep up with supply needs while managing the long-term goals of the missing middle housing gap.
In Chapel Hill, I think that one of the struggles that we have is we don't have a ton of supply. So in terms of demand, demand is huge. Do we want them to live in our community? Absolutely, yes, we do. Do we have a place for them to live? It's slow going.
According to a report from Wells Fargo, housing prices increased by 7.2% in the Durham-Chapel Hill metropolitan area in 2021. And increased 17.5% since the beginning of 2020. The median home price in Chapel Hill is $498,000, which means a person must earn an annual income of $125,000 to qualify for a mortgage. Those price increases have community advocates like Dolores Bailey anxious about the future economic and cultural diversity of Chapel Hill.
What concerns me most, especially as an African American, is that there are several minorities that are leaving our community. And that's the shame. That's the rest of the shame of this whole housing industry that's going on.
Bailey is the executive director of Empowerment, Inc., which works to promote affordable housing and economic development in Chapel Hill. She said she believes Chapel Hill has become largely unaffordable, which is especially troubling given the decreasing amount of land available for development.
We as a town, we hear the problem, we talk about, we want to fix the affordable housing piece of it. What I'm saying is people listening need to understand that everybody's going to have to give a little bit.
Bailey said compromising means welcoming new developments in town to promote density and affordability. Fricaro echoed that sentiment. She said the town needs to turn people from NIMBYs, a slang term for people who say not in my backyard, to YIMBYs, or yes in my backyard. Fricaro said that change in mindset is about understanding we cannot create a more affordable town without density.
It's a math problem. 1 + 1 will always equal 2. You cannot affect affordable housing and housing affordability without density.
Currently, 90% of people working in Chapel Hill come from outside the community because they cannot afford to live and work here. Meanwhile, 60% of the people that do live here commute elsewhere for work. Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger said she believes density, along with commercial development, are especially important to keep people and jobs in the town.
Chapel Hill punches above its weight. It tries to do more. For the size town we are, we do a pretty incredible job, but we still have so much more to do. The math has to work for everybody, or it's not going to happen. So it has to be these partnerships across.
Heminger said she believes one solution to this is to create public-private partnerships between the town, nonprofits, private entities, and developers to fulfill the future vision. She said that future prioritizes missing middle housing.
I don't see any more single-family neighborhoods coming to Chapel Hill.
Yeah.
I don't see it. The land's too expensive. The parcels are too small.
Right.
I do see townhomes.
Heminger said the town currently has about 6,000 units of multifamily rental housing in the works. For the full housing conversation, visit chapelboro.com/forum on the hill. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Ben Rappaport.